how is it you can turn around the economy of this fine state?
Well, the only way to do that is to make it easier for our small businesses and our bigger employers to create jobs. We're not going to do it by expanding state government, as my opponent has suggested. We're going to do it by making it less expensive for our employers to create more positions to fill with people who are unemployed. And the fact is, we're one of the 10 most expensive states in the country in which to create jobs and employ people right now.
The biggest thing we're seeing on the national level is that if the legislative bodies are more interested in blocking each other's proposals than in solving problems, nothing gets done. How can you bring both Republicans and Democrats together in Olympia to get something accomplished?
The same way I have as Attorney General. You know, the legislature has adopted 45 of my bills that my office and I have written since I've been AG. I've had Republican and Democratic co-sponsors for those bills on domestic violence, consumer protection, public safety. We're able to work together, and the last thing we want to do is import a Washington, D.C.-style mentality of partisanship to our state capital.
Education has taken a prominent role in the debates with you and your opponents. How does that fit into the economy?
It fits in because employers all across our state are very concerned about not being able to find enough skilled workers for the positions they do have, even though we have a high unemployment rate. We don't have enough people going to college and university. In fact, we're one of the bottom states in the country for the percentage of people who even go to university. We have less than 30% of students enrolling in community college who actually earn a certificate or a degree. And that goes back to the problem that we have one of the higher high school dropout rates in the country. So it's all connected. The public schools and the higher education system need to be adequately funded, which they haven't been, and they need to be innovative and reformed to get better results.
And, of course, we are also interconnected with the national economic downturn that continues. How can this state get anything done if the national economy isn't turned around?
Well, the national economy is the product of what's happening in the states, not the other way around. So as we watch other states steadily reduce their unemployment rate, we find ourselves stuck with one of the higher unemployment rates in America, seventh highest in the country, according to the federal government in June. So we can only do that by encouraging the private sector to create jobs. We do that by making it less expensive and more affordable for them to add people to their payrolls.
Republican Attorney General Rob McKenna running for governor, and we'll be speaking with his Democratic opponent Jay Inslee a little more than an hour from now. That debate is going to be on television tonight.
It's now 6:42. Como News Time, 7:48.
This is the Como Morning News on Como News Radio.
I'm Greg Hirschholt with Manda Factor here on this Wednesday morning.
Well, the candidates for Washington State Governor getting ready for their second debate tonight. We spoke with Republican Rob McKenna a little more than an hour ago about how he would turn the state economy around.
Well, the only way to do that is to make it easier for our small businesses and our bigger employers to create jobs. We're not going to do it by expanding state government, as my opponent has suggested. We're going to do it by making it less expensive for our employers to create more positions to fill with people who are unemployed.
Well, his opponent is former Congressman and Democrat Jay Inslee. He's with us live. Your response to that, are you trying to make state government bigger?
No, we're trying to make business bigger, and we're going to succeed in doing that. And the reason is I have a jobs plan that is focused on the innovative industries that we know can succeed in our state. We know that if we focus on providing skilled employees for Boeing and aerospace, we can do well. And so I have a plan to make sure we can do that. We know that if we, in fact, protect intellectual property and help the biotechnology industry grow in King County, it's going to do well. We know that if we help some businesses get access to research at the University of Washington and Washington State University, that we can commercialize that research and grow small businesses across the state of Washington. And these things are happening, but we've got to do some common sense policies, not big government programs, not spending or programs like that, but simply to provide these businesses the highly skilled employees that they need to thrive and some common sense policies to help move forward. And that's what we've done, and I'm excited about it. We're seeing such great things going on in our state. We were down in Tacoma couple weeks ago, what might be the first electric drive lithium-ion powered tug in American history for the U.S. Navy. We see the world's most durable solar panel made anywhere in the world, Marysville, Washington, at Silicon Energy. Yesterday, I was at the McKinstry Company in Seattle, which is the Western Hemisphere's largest provider of energy efficiency services that are going absolutely gangbusters. So we think that our plan has excellent chance of success, and I'm very excited about it.
How far down the road is a true turnaround?
Well, I think this is not going to be overnight. We still have a climb to make, but we've got to make the decisions that we know are absolutely fundamental. I'll just mention one of them. We know that probably about a half of our Boeing employees, both engineers and machinists, will be retiring in the next 10 years. We've got to have a vigorous, concentrated effort to make sure that we provide the aerospace industry with the skilled workers they have. Now, that's just good common sense, and it's what we owe ourselves, not only for our kids to give them a middle-class job, but, in fact, for the whole state economy. And I don't know why my opponent would feel that's some sort of untoward investment by the state of Washington. I think it's fundamental to our economic growth.
Well, if you want to see these two guys in a longer form, they are debating tonight, and it's a debate that you can watch on Channel 114 if you have Comcast. It's Como's digital channel here in Seattle starting at 8 o'clock.